Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. Kaya Biz.
Only on Kaya959.
Indeed, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959 with myself, Guguletu Mfupi. I always tell you that there's a business story in everything, even in the goods that we eat. Now, next time you happen to make your way to a retail store and perhaps pick up on consumables that are expired, do make sure that you read it carefully. Any damaged goods, broken packaging, be mindful that fundamentally there's an institution that fights for our rights as consumers to ensure that the goods that we buy on the shelves with our hard-earned money, by the time you take it to the till, you put it in your boot, you carry it in your grocery bag and then put it in your fridge or your pantry, is in good condition for you to consume. And this is where the National Consumer Commission comes in. Now, they've recently issued a notice that at least 45 stores have been identified for non-compliance in terms of preserving and prioritizing the wellness of goods that are sold to us as South Africans. And they've been found guilty of uncovering numerous contraventions of the Consumer Protection Act. To tell us more as to what this means, how we should respond to it, and of course how we need to be more vigilant as consumers, is Prudence Moilwa, Head of Complaints and Investigations at the National Consumer Commission. Well, Prudence, such a pleasure to speak to you again, and thank you for making time.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
I'm excited to see that there's so much vigor within your organization, right? Every time we speak to you,
yes,
really are working for our benefit as consumers to keep us healthy, to keep us safe, and to keep us aware. And maybe before we even get into this latest update, maybe just give us a better understanding of how busy yourself and your team have been in really interrogating the number of businesses that fail to comply with the Consumer Protection Act. What does it entail, and how busy has it been?
Actually, you know what, the National Consumer Commission has actually decided to fire from all cylinders. As you can tell, you know, in the recent past, we've just announced most of our wins from the National Consumer Tribunal, where, you know, car dealerships and even, you know, some of the TV shows that ran the bridal competitions were fined,
yes,
quite steeply. And also now we're talking about inspections, and we've also done quite a lot of work when it comes to product recalls, where we have ensured that products that are unsafe are recalled from the market, and even also agreed on fines with some of the perpetrators that have provided unsafe products in the markets. So we've really been busy as the National Consumer Commission. Mm-hmm. This is but one of our flagships wherein we conduct inspections. This is part of our proactive work wherein our inspectors mm-hmm. go out into the market to inspect compliance, especially since the issues of food safety, you know, read its head in the last in the recent past, wherein we saw, you know, illnesses and even fatalities arising out of the fact that people were buying goods that were unsafe. So
exactly,
these inspections that we're talking about today are actually with regard to the inspections that we have been conducting, particularly to ensure that the food and foodstuffs that are sold in the markets are safe for consumption and they are properly labeled.
Yes. I'm so happy to hear this, Prudence, because if anything, it helps us as the public better understand your role and your function in the industry, but also actually see that the proactive nature that you're taking does lead to our benefit. And maybe let's go,
yes,
there, because this does speak then to the notices that you've issued to at least 45 non-compliant stores. So your team has, you know, feet on the ground. You go out and you inspect these stores, and you've essentially identified at least 45 companies in businesses in contravention with the Consumer Protection Act. Help us understand,
yes,
what is it that they are not doing right?
Yes. So, in fact, this was like the second visit by our inspector. So the first time when we went, we were conducting what we call market monitoring, where we would have a conversation with the retailers to say, hey, what you are doing actually is not in compliance with the Consumer Protection Act. By and large, some of the retailers have now complied, and the ones that have been issued with compliance notices are the ones where there are still some concerns in their stores with regard to non-compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in terms of our statement, we can see that, you know, the normal everyday goods that consumers buy in the markets that may pose safety concerns, like food items that are spoiled, dairy products, meat products, you know, other snacks and biscuits that are either not properly labeled or they have expired, but they are still on the shelves. And we also do know that, you know, South Africans are not as vigilant as we would like them to be, wherein they have to look at the date markings, you know, before they buy products. So we're now joining on the ground to actually proactively try to make sure that these goods are removed from the market. Mm-hmm. So this 45 are actually part of some of the retailers throughout the country that we had visited, and the second visit they proved that they had not also complied. So we've issued them with these compliance notices following the investigations, which means that they have to comply within 15 days. If they don't, then we can go to the tribunal then to take punitive measures. So that is why we are now talking about this, to actually not only build awareness to consumers, but to also other retailers, to say, we do not want to close you down. Mm. That is not the aim. But we want you to comply so that there is fairness in the marketplace, and also that consumers are kept safe and they are kept well informed with regard to the goods that they're buying.
Mm-hmm. What's refreshing about this is that you actually name these organizations. You've gone to them, you've given yes. them a warning. Now you're saying, you're still breaking the rules. Comply, otherwise there will be corrective yes. action that will be taken. And as I look through the names, it does appear as though some of these are independent retailers, some even operating as under a franchise umbrella. I see Boxer Sibasa, yes. there's Husheni Hallway, Ruhana General Dealers, Bush Valley LTT, and I'm assuming we can find this list on your website. Perhaps you can direct us yes. as to where to find it. But also coupled with yes. that, these kind of entities, you know, are they characterized typically by being perhaps more independently owned or franchise owned?
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag. There are some that are independently owned, but as the ones that you've named are, you know, held under franchise. But you also do see that, you know, different, even under franchise, different stores are managed differently. So it's not like it's across the board where you go to all the stores and find that there is, you know, wanton disregard for legislation and provisions of the Act. So you find that in certain towns, especially in peri-urban areas, some of these establishments where you would find that in urban areas they're well kept and they sell fresh, you know, products. In the rural areas, they sort of drop the standards. And that's why we are targeting them, to make sure that they equally consumers in those areas get the same kind of treatment as the other retailers in other provinces or even in other areas like urban areas.
Got you. And maybe talk us through, as you mentioned, you know, some of the concerns, because I do see with all of these individual retailers, you list the challenges or the issues that you have, the levels of non-compliance. Yeah. Talk us through some of them yeah. so that it also highlights our awareness as consumers as to what to look out for.
Yeah, so the big issue is around quality and safety. So there's a specific section in the Act, Section 55, that guarantees consumers' right to good quality goods that are safe for consumption. That is Section 55. That is a very important section that you also find that we use even when we talk about motor vehicles that are not yes. Up to scratch.
I see that.
So we use Section 55 a lot. If you look at most of the judgments from the National Consumer Tribunal, you will see that actually the tribunal has agreed with us more often than not in terms of violations of this section, which then begs the question of saying products across the board, whether it's food products, motor vehicles and other products in the market, are really of concerning quality in South Africa. But I think where the tire hits the road is when now it borders on issues of safety, as I've already indicated, with the food safety issues that have been upon us as a country. So we really are clamping down on issues of good quality, especially foodstuffs and stuff like that. So various products, as you can see on the list, have been found to be non-compliant with the kind of quality that is expected on the markets. And another issue that is of concern is that, you know, they are not, you know, a lot of retailers, some of the retailers are not issuing, you know, what we call sales records, which is receipts, mm-hmm. where literally you, even as inspectors walk in, they see the transaction happen. Sure. and no receipts are given. And as you know, the proof of a transaction is actually the receipt. You know, we go around the country telling consumers, please do not throw away your receipt. It is your proof of transaction. If there is a problem with your product, the only thing that can prove that there is a transaction between you and a retailer is actually the receipt or the sales record. And we find that, you know, people, most of the time consumers also, they just say, you know, it's fine, don't give me the sales record. I'm okay so long as I've got the goods. But you never preempt that, you know, there might be a problem with that. Another section is Section 23, which is disclosure of prices, which... by and large, when you get to certain shops, the prices are not displayed. In terms of the act, when you sell products, you're supposed to have prices on the objects or adjacent to them. So on the reels or on the product itself. So what it does is that we don't want the consumers to walk in there, you know, having to pay and not necessarily not knowing what, you know, the value of the goods that they are. And this also borders on the issue of the bundling of goods, wherein the things that are on special, where they are sold in a packaging where they then say to consumers there is a discount because you're buying them in a bundle, they're discounted. And you find that the discount is actually not there. It actually costs you more to buy the specials that are usually in a bucket or in a packet. Yeah, so those we are finding a lot of, and also the issue of labeling. And I think, you know, this we cannot emphasize enough. The reason why labeling is so important, including date markings, is to also look at the issue of the expiry of products.
Exactly.
But also, I think consumers need to know what they are eating. I mean, with the onset of diseases like hypertension and sugar diabetes, consumers should be aware of, you know, the sugar content, the level of salt in the product. So if goods are not labeled, not only because the law requires, you know, it puts the consumer's health at risk, because consumers should then get into the habit of knowing exactly what it is that they are allowed to eat, especially if they have, you know, chronic illnesses and stuff like that. 100%. So those are mainly some of the sections that we found we're wanting, but mainly in the main food that is ordinarily used, you know, things that you know people go out there to, like your mealy meal, your, you know,
it's the basic,
your relish, everything, all those basic goods, cooking oil and stuff like that. When you find that, you know, either they are damaged or they literally can cause harm to consumers, and it's something that we really frown upon, and we would like the South African markets to get in line so that we get to a point where our markets are trustworthy and consumers are able to trade in the marketplace knowing that the goods are safe. They must trust
100%.
The retailers and they must shop freely knowing that they are protected while they're in the markets.
Yes, 100%. Oh, Prudence, I could talk to you for hours on end because this really does impact a large contingent of our community. Yes, it's all good and well that a lot of the large retail companies are doing well and they're following through with the levels of compliance, but it's largely the independent players, as you say, that might allow us to buy in bulk. And this impacts a large contingent of the population. And unfortunately, those who really just have a little bit to get by and are trying to get a bang for their buck. But we appreciate the feedback and insight that you've given us tonight, ma'am. Continue doing an amazing job, and thank you again for making time to talk to us.
Thank you very much. Bye.
That's Prudence Moilwa, Head of Complaints and Investigations at the National Consumer Commission. So, as you've heard, it might not impact you, but certainly impacts those that we might know and care for, especially when it comes to buying goods in bulk or within hampers. Going back to the basics, if you do go to an independent grocer or cash and carry because you like the prices, keep the slip. Make sure you understand the description of the goods that are published and sold there. Check expiration dates, damage packaging. It's all these fundamental basics that we might brush off and just think, I need this product because I need to feed my family. But understand that that business might be flouting the rules and you can play a role in actively reporting them. And also, just moving with your money, going to another reputable retailer who can give you goods that will be good enough for you to consume.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.